Never counsel would tear it all to rags. The muffalo was lost on the moor. The stick is a perfectly common item. He leaned in the window to look at the animal no more, and the packet was exactly what he claimed it to be, a £10 note.
Well, then, what's your case?
I have none.
Then aren't you being a trifle hasty in dismissing Gregory?
Oh, I have the solution.
You know the murderer is.
Yes, but I have no case because I have no proof. I have a number of loose threads, but nothing to bind them together. Yes, I've overlooked something. Something that's been staring me in the face.
Something you've seen.
Heard. Something of vital significance. Something spoken. Who have I talked to since we arrived?
Let me have a look. In order, it would have been Colonel Ross. No, Inspector Gregory first, then Ross, then the stable lad Ned, then Mrs. Straker. That's it. Do you want me to go over the main points of the conversation?
Gregory, Ross.
Fool!
I beg your pardon?
Fool, fool, fool!
Oh, that's me, my dear fellow. Me, not you. Oh. How could I possibly have overlooked so obvious a clue? You see what your precious fresh air does to my brain.
What clue, for goodness sake?
The immense significance of the curried mutton.
What?
One pull on that final thread and all the other strands are drawn into a knot. I have the facts and I have the proof. Only one question still remains to be answered.
And that is?
The location of the horse.
You don't know where the horse is? When you said you'd sold it, I thought you meant everything.
They were together in that hollow, in the dark. The murder was committed and Silver Blaze broke away.
Broke away? Why didn't the murderer stop him?
Yes, excellent question. Once you realize the motive behind the murder, the answer will present itself.
The motive is obvious.
Is it? Yes. What sort of creature is a horse? Huh? Up out of the hollow, scenting the air. Yes, yes. Most of the ground around here is hard and would have held no impressions, even in Monday's rain. But if I'm correct...
Next hollow.
What about it?
I'll show you. Come on.
On the night of the murder, this hollow must have been as soft and muddy as the one where the murder was committed.
So must every other hollow on Dartmoor. What's so significant about this one?
Look. By God. Horseshoe fits exactly.
For luck. How in the world did you know?
Well, you see the value of imagination. That is the one quality which Gregory lacks. I imagined what might have happened, acted on the supposition, and found myself justified. There. Huh? And there. Well, well.
You see these broken bushes? It looks as though he climbed out of the hollow up to that plain.
Back towards King's Pylon, stopped and turned. Yes, my dear fellow, exactly as I expected.
How can we follow the tracks once the horse reaches the hard ground?
We can't, but it's not important.
Not important? But he could have wandered off anyway.
No, I think not.
So where did he go? You're not going to tell me, are you?
How's the light? Just time, I think.
For what, pray?
For obtaining some expert advice.
What the devil do you want here?
Nothing that justifies such an ill-mannered reception. Are you Silas Brown, trainer to Lord of Backwater?
What if I am? Be off with you, you pair of touts.
Now, just a moment. All right, Watson. What I want is 10 minutes talk with you, my good sir.
I've no time to talk to every gadabout. Be off.
About last Monday night or early Tuesday morning, if you prefer.
You watch what you're saying. I'm no killer.
I don't believe I mentioned the murder.
I won't ask you again. What do you want?
Your help.
My help? Why should I help you?
Because if you do, I may well feel inclined to return the favor. And if you don't...
There's too many prying ears out here. This way.
Watson, wait here. Hmm. Don't let anyone disturb us.
Are you coming or not? I'm a busy man.
I shan't need more than a few minutes.
You are doing what?
We are returning to London by the Midnight Express. We've had a charming little breath of your beautiful Dartmoor air, but now we must depart.
Mr. Holmes! Doctor!
Sorry, Inspector. You know as much as I do.
So, you are giving up. You despair of arresting the murderer of poor Straker.
There are certainly grave difficulties in the way.
And the horse? What about the race? Since you could offer me no hope... I urge the public to withdraw Silver Blaze's name from the entries.
Absolutely not. He must let the name stand.
Yes, well, I'm very glad to have your opinion, sir.
I have every hope that your horse will be there at the fall of the flag next Tuesday.
Have you indeed?
And I plan to be there to see him run. I suggest that you have your jockey in readiness.